الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وبعد. Every single human's life, regardless of whatever their social standing is in the hierarchy of the world, every single human's life is constantly going through change. No human's life is stagnant. And we understand that this change is either towards good or it's towards evil. Either a person's life is progressing or a person is in the loss, they are losing. So we understand that halat or conditions are of two types. The first type of condition is when everything is externally favorable, and we call this a ni'mah. And the second type of condition is when everything is externally against a person, and we call this a musibah. And the external, the dunyawi, the worldly perspective is that when things are going in one's favor, people are happy. And when things are going against one, people are upset. But what we don't understand is oftentimes Allah Ta'ala establishes it such that things may be going in a person's favor. If we look at the example of Fir'aun, or if we look at the example of the Quraysh, then in both of these examples, when they faced their, and they challenged their respective anbiya, Fir'aun challenged Musa alayhi salam, the Quraysh challenged Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the beginning, it seemed as if they were winning. But after the battle of Badr, we saw that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam broke the back of the Quraysh. Likewise, after the meeting of the magicians and Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun noticed that his own people were turning against him and were joining the people of Musa alayhi salam. So, halat, conditions, are not to be judged by their external, but they are rather to be judged by the product that they bring. So, if that condition is favorable for you, and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that condition in reality is good. And if that favor, if that condition is negative for you, and you don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you don't have patience either, then that condition is bad for you. But on the converse, if that condition is good for you, but you don't thank Allah, then that favor won't be good for you. And if you that condition externally is bad for you, somebody's loss, somebody passes away, your health goes, your wealth goes, but you have sabr, and you have patience, then in reality that condition is good for you. So we must understand that a person will always be exposed to either ni'mas, or a person will always be exposed to musibas, either to favorable conditions or to conditions that seem to oppose him. And these musibas, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah very beautifully mentions that these three musibas are of generally come for three reasons. Either they come for an adab, or they come for atonement of one's guna, that a person has sinned so much that now the sins have to be covered by something. Or they come for raf'u darajat, they come to raise the position of somebody. But the question that lies in every single person's mind is, whatever condition has befallen me, for example this coronavirus, what has it come as? Has it come as an adab for me? Or has it come as an atonement of guna for me? Or has it come as a raf'u darajat for me? Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi very beautifully summarizes this discussion by saying, regardless of whichever form it has come as, we must now gauge ourselves. If a person is involved in sin, and he's never leaving sin, and he's not making tawbah, and he doesn't have any regret, then this is without doubt an azab. But if a person is involved in sin, and after the coming of this sickness or this musibah, a person realizes that, Ya Allah, I will have to return to you. I will have to face you. I will have to stand in front of you. With which a'mal, with which deeds will I stand in front of you? I expect to inherit that same Jannah that Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum inherited. With which a'mal will I stand in front of you? So a person who understands this, despite the fact that they are engaged in sin, and realizes this, and uses this moment to make tawbah, that person is the most successful of people. And then, in reality, that COVID-19 coronavirus will in reality be raf'u darajat for that person. It will elevate the maqam of that person. It will remove the sins of that person. So we must understand, what are we taking from this sickness? What are we learning from this? And then we understand that whatever has come in our life, as every action has an opposite or equal reaction. So whatever has come in our life is due to what we have done in the past. Allah Ta'ala mentions, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That corruption will spread in the sea and in the land by an equal measure to what individuals, what actions they engaged. So if we engaged in sin, we were abusing our eyes, we were abusing our hands, we were abusing our tongue, we were abusing our family members, we should understand that this is a time now to change the direction of our life and to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to beg Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. And we will find that this in reality, despite whatever apparently seems difficult, this will be a changing point and a turning point for us. Not so that when the sickness is done, when the musibah is done, when the corona is done, that we can return back to sin, but rather we can use this as a method to move forward so we never bring sin back into our life. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.